Welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. Today, I am thrilled to welcome back Dr. Joy Kong. This is the first time I've had someone on the show twice, and I couldn't be more excited. In our last episode, we dove deep into the fascinating world of stem cells, and this time, we're taking it even further. Stem cells are one of the most exciting and rapidly growing fields in regenerative medicine, and I believe everyone needs to know about their incredible benefits for healing, aging, and overall health. Dr. Kong is a leader in stem cell therapy, and she brings a wealth of knowledge, blending science, holistic medicine, and years of clinical experience. In this episode, we'll explore the benefits of stem cells, the advancements in the field, and the key questions you need to ask before considering stem cell therapy. Thank you so much for tuning in, and now let's dive into this amazing episode with Dr. Joy Kong. Okay, well, welcome back to the podcast. We have Dr. Joy Kong, and you were on the Biohacker Blondie podcast earlier this year, and we are doing another episode. This is the first time I've had someone on the podcast twice.
I'm honored.
I know. I'm so excited because we are going to get all into stem cells again. And on the previous episode, we got into all things. I asked all the questions, but there's always so much to learn. And I think people, you know, need to know all the potential benefits of stem cells, what there is out there. And it's a growing field where there's a lot going on. There's just so much information. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. I know you deal with patients all day, so this means a lot. And if you want to just kind of, let's get into stem cells, explain a little bit of your background, and we'll just start with, what are stem cells?
Yeah, so stem cells are the original cell that we all came from, right? The first cell that we developed from is the fertilized egg. So when the fertilized egg kept dividing and forming new structures and tissues, they're pretty much like, until they reach the final stage of performing a function, they're all considered stem cells. So there could be 1,000 different variations of stem cells. Each time they try to gain a little bit more function, be a little bit more specialized, that's when they lose other potentials to become other kind of things. It's like you can't be good at everything. You can't do everything. If you decide to go down one direction, then you give up some other directions. But they're all stem cells until you become a working cell in the tissue.
I want to take a quick moment to share something that has truly been a game changer for me, TMW Longevity Supplement. Not only is a supplement packed with cutting edge, premium ingredients like hyaluronic acid for skin and joint health, lion's mane and chaga mushrooms for cognitive support, and nicotinamide and vitamin C for energy and cellular function, it also tastes amazing. I actually look forward to taking it every day. Since I started using it, I've noticed a real glow to my skin, and I feel more energized and vibrant. And what's even more impressive, the founder of TMW Longevity improved several biomarkers without changing anything else in his lifestyle, just by taking this supplement. That speaks volumes about the quality and effectiveness of what's inside. This isn't your average supplement. The founder was committed to creating a product that's not only packed with the highest quality ingredients, but also ensures maximum absorption through real liposomes. It's not just about what's in the bottle, it's about making sure your body actually absorbs the benefits from every ingredient, no money wasted. If you want to boost your energy, support your healthy aging, and feel amazing, this is the one to try. You can find them at all Erewhon locations, visit their website at tmwlongevity.com, or check out their Instagram at tmw.longevity. And as a special thank you to my listeners, you can use my code BHB for an exclusive discount. Just head over to the link in the show notes and enter BHB at checkout to claim your savings. Take the step toward better health and see the difference for yourself. So now let's get back into this episode.
Like, heart muscle cell is the end stage working cell. And that means no longer a stem cell, but there's heart muscle stem cells. So right before it becomes that working cell, it has the ability to become that cell. So that will still qualify it as a stem cell. So anywhere along the way, before it becomes the end tissue cell, you have a stem cell. So we can intercept anywhere along this pathway and bring it out and put in the body and allow that to do its work, whether or not it's forming new tissue or to send signals for your own body to do something about regeneration. So that's kind of the broad stroke of stem cell therapy. And of course, I got really inspired by it because, first of all, you know, you wanted to ask me about my background. I came from China when I was 20 years old. Having grown up in China and being immersed in a more holistic way of looking at the body, knowing that all our organs are somehow connected, that nothing is functioning in a vacuum, and knowing that we have a way to address root causes instead of just bombarding a particular problem on the surface, you know, let's attack the receptor, let's block this pathway. It doesn't have to be on the surface, because if you address the root cause, a multitude of problems can go away. So somebody is having problem with their, you know, maybe with their eyesight or eyes, and then you could be addressing that by cleaning up the nutrition, by maybe even helping liver health and detoxification, then that can get better, along with many other things in the body. So you want to address something that can take care of a lot of things, because then you are really, you're really working as a much more effective healer, right? You're helping the body to repair, and then you're helping the person to thrive. So that has always been my perception that of what medicine should do. The science is great, it's fun, and you're targeting particular functions, but you can't forget that there are all these underlying mechanisms to allow the body to flourish. Something as simple as having enough vitamins, enough amino acids, enough minerals. I mean, these are basics, but we were not educated on that at traditional medical schools. So here I went to UCLA, and we had half an hour of nutrition. That's all we were, you know, I guess that's all we needed to do to know. That's it, you know, just know the basics of what they are, you know, what, you know, protein, fat. I mean, it was really sad. So we came out with no tools to address the fundamentals of how to keep people stay well and make them thrive. So that was the problem with modern medical education. And with that in mind, that I wanted something more holistic, even when I went into psychiatry, we were using some big gun psychiatric medications. But before we throw that at people, why don't we optimize their thyroid function? Why don't we check their hormones? I mean, there's so many problems that can be solved by doing something that's not a big medication that have some major side effects. You know, how about we go back a little bit, you know, go back to the roots. And in that process of trying to find holistic solutions for my patients, that's when I encountered functional medicine or integrated medicine or anti-aging medicine. They're all kind of along the same lineage, which is to address the body as a whole. So that's where, you know, when you're in that new form of medicine, that's kind of like a rebel, right? You're a rebel child of the whole medical system. And then you are actually looking at all these new things that are occurring in science and in clinical research. So those things have not percolated down into your medical school classroom or even your residency program, because that's going to take about 20 years to percolate. But doesn't mean all the new research is not active everywhere in all these research institutions, universities, and maybe major hospitals.
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot. The pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? Head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo Barefoot shoes today. your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emma Tay, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes for the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself. Are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injections? Look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to levelup.com, that is LVLUP health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDI, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide stacks.
So if you start to pay attention to what's new, what's cutting edge, then the whole door opens. And that's where integrated medicine is at. It's leading the way of breakthroughs. There are some wonderful, cutting edge new therapies with the traditional form of medicine. But yeah. I think the major part of the medical breakthroughs are happening in the more integrated space. You're making some fundamental changes for people's health. And stem cell therapy is embraced because it's so new. It has not been widely accepted, but there's a lot of research. So doctors who are doing integrated medicine, like what I was doing, are very open to it. And the moment I encountered stem cell therapy, actually finding out that you can do it, because I thought that no one was giving stem cell treatments, that it was still in research stage. This was 8 years ago. And that was very inspiring, knowing that people are actually doing it, and not only doing it, but seeing amazing results. So that makes it really exciting, really fun. That's when I just kind of, that was it. It's like I found my purpose, I found my light, and then I'm just following the light.
And right now, stem cells are just like, I think it's one of the best things you can do for regenerative medicine to, for aging, for everything. People are finding it to be so helpful for injuries, for whatever is going on. It's a very healing modality. So now it's getting more and more popularity. I think people are hearing more and more about stem cells and saying, I want to do something else and take medication. So the more I dive into stem cells, the more I realize everyone has a different procedure. Everyone's kind of using a different source as well. Like I know Adil Khan is using the Mu cells, and then there's other, there's people who are using their own stem cells, and then there's donor stem cells. So there's so much. And then you can go overseas where they're expanding them. So why did you choose the stem cells you're using? And do you think you'll expand to using different types of stem cells? As I know, you're using donor-based stem cells.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you want to just maybe give a...
I'll start from the beginning. 8 years ago, when I got into the stem cell field, oh my goodness, all this research, so much on fat-derived stem cells, on bone marrow-derived stem cells, and there's all this whole camp of umbilical cord-derived stem cells. What do I do? What do I use? I need to pick the best one for my patients. So that was my first mission, was to pick the best one, best cell type. Because there are only two things, I always say, there are only two things that matters in stem cell therapy. One is the cells that you're using. What kind of cells? The other one is, where do you put it? How do you give it to the body so the body can best utilize it? So when it comes to the cell, that's the first thing. That's without good cells, then everything else is, you know, moot point. So I wanted to understand what direction I need to go so I can maximize benefits for patients. So that's when I just started to dig really deep into clinical research and or even basic science research, looking at the cells, comparing what are the characteristics of cells from a person's own, and what about from the umbilical cord, right? When the baby's born, healthy life births, and usually the cord and placenta are thrown away. But now all these research are looking at how the cells from these tissues can enhance health and repair different conditions. So I was looking at direct comparisons. So everyone says they have the best. Our source is the best. You know, of course, bone marrow. That's the only one thing. So, okay. What if I can find direct comparisons? Somebody actually took the cells from each type and looked at them at all these different parameters, different, you know, how fast can they regenerate, right? How many generations do they have left? How much anti-inflammatory molecules can they secrete? How much growth factor are they able to send out? The variety of growth factors and the potency of the growth factors. What about their differentiation potentials? Can they divide and become all kinds of cells or only a very narrow range? What about toxic buildup? So they were looking at everything and neuroprotective capabilities. So every category, there's no, in no uncertain terms, the umbilical cord cells came up on top. And I put this all this information together to present. That was my very first lecture at a stem cell conference, because no one had ever looked into this, because everyone was only standing, you know, speaking up for their own camp. So I wanted people to show, okay, here's research from all around the world, unbiased research, and let's see what they found out. So the result is that you're going to get higher vibrancy, more potency, more anti-inflammatory effect, longer lifespan of the cells, because they have more generations left, and also, very importantly, less potential to cause cancer. So umbilical cord direct stem cells, actually, the evidence is that they're overwhelmingly anti-cancer. Whereas if you use your own stem cells, your own fat or bone marrow stem cells, they have aged with you, because that's the nature of stem cells. They have been with you since you were born. So they have been dealing with everything you've been exposed to, whether or not it's cigarette smoke or bad toxins, you know, from the environment, the bad food you ate, the alcohol. So everything is going to affect that cell, and it shows. So the cells will senesce, they will get older and less capable, even less capable in detecting cancer. So they end up, I call it cellular dementia. So it's like the cells forgot, because when a young stem cell, like umbilical cord stem cell, see a cancer cell, the umbilical cord derived stem cells will be the MSC, special mesenchymal stem cells. And they will probably be like, oh, this cell doesn't belong. This is a tumor. That all these cells are, there's something really, really wrong with these cells. They're very, you know, like virulent. So I need to send them signals so they can die, because, you know, we all know our body can produce cancer cells all the time, and that's part of life. But if your immune system is strong, you will get rid of it. But what these cells can do, part of their function is not only to mobilize your immune system to help you attack cancer, but they have direct anti-cancer properties. They can actually secrete peptides or ligands to trigger apoptosis, programmed cell death, so directly killing cancer. So when they did comparisons between fat-derived stem cells versus umbilical cord-derived stem cells, they put both types next to glioblastoma multiforme, so very virulent brain cancer. They put it next to this brain cancer, this tumor, both in the petri dish and in live animal's body. When the cancer is next to the fat-derived stem cells, it keeps growing and growing. But if it's next to umbilical cord-derived stem cells, it starts to shrink and go away. So that's how vastly different they are. So for me as a physician, there's no question. I need to give people what works the best and what is safest. So that's why I'm landing on early birth tissue from a donor. You can use your own as well.
A lot of mothers save their own children's umbilical cord
be extracted to use for later on. But what's interesting is that you don't really need to use your own, because the way the cells work is that they will come into your body, live for a certain amount of time, probably about 1 to 3 months. And during that time, they will produce all these effects to boost your immune system, calm the inflammation, break down scar tissue, help with vascular, neovascular formation. They can, you know, they're anti-cancer. They can give you fresh new mitochondria because it's from a younger kind of a reset donor. You know, there's a huge reset when you have a new life coming into the planet, and, you know. And then you are avoiding any potential for the cancer promoting properties by using these young cells. So there's a lot of reason why we want to put the cells in the body. But when we put them in, they are actually not going to be with you forever. So because the concern is, oh, what if these cells actually start to differentiate and your body will recognize that they're different, and then your immune system will attack it and they will be dead? That's a possibility, yes. But actually, probably 95 to 98% of the cells I give to people do not survive long term, because they go into your body, they fight your battle, and then they're gone. There's a natural attrition rate of life, right? No life cell is going to live forever.
Yeah, I think people are hesitant. So some people might feel more comfortable doing their own stem cells. I think some people are hesitant to have a donor-based stem cell, because, you know, especially if they go overseas and they're expanded, it can start maybe the tumors or cancer. Is that something that you do a lot of research and everything. Do you ever see tumors or cancer develop from stem cells overseas?
I have not heard of that overseas. Okay. What I know is that when you start to grow the cells, the mesenchymal stem cells, that's what's used the most widely because they're very easy to grow. The problem is that when you start to grow cells, is that they are expressing their own proteins and surface markers, and that can trigger a rejection type of reaction.
Are you tired of joint pain holding you back? Meet GLX-3 by Hakalife Nutrition, a revolutionary joint pain supplement made from New Zealand's green lipid mussels. What makes it so powerful? GLX-3 is rich in ETA, a unique omega-3 not found anywhere else. ETA works by naturally blocking COX and LOX pathways, the two key processes in your body that drive inflammation and pain. By shutting these pathways down, GLX-3 helps reduce stiffness, improve mobility, and ease discomfort, so you can get back to doing what you love. Even better, GLX-3 is sustainably harvested during a rare natural event in New Zealand, ensuring we preserve the environment while delivering this one-of-a-kind solution. Ready to feel the difference? Visit hakalife.com today and take the first step toward living pain-free.
The recipient is going to, you know, say, oh, this is somebody else. Let me attack. Also, when you grow the cells, they are in a foreign environment that's very different from the human body, and it's stressful. So they, even though they multiply, they will secrete inflammatory molecules, and that can also trigger this, you know, what's called cytokine storm. So I think cytokine storm is a combination of these inflammatory molecules plus the immune rejection. So that's kind of like what Tony Robbins was saying, that, oh, you're going to get cytokine storm. I mean, that is it's very misleading, because you don't have to have an adverse reaction when you get stem cells. We use unmanipulated,
you're not
created cells. You don't have those kind of reactions.
At your clinic, you're not expanding the stem cells.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, that if you start to expand the cells, you are changing the cells in certain ways. And the FDA does say if that's the case, then you have to conduct this IND study, investigational new drug. And that's very costly, very time consuming. So a lot of this is why all these companies, they go overseas. So there's a lower threshold in what you can do. But in the US, what I've been doing and the product I have seen, you know, occasionally some people are not doing it right. They're expanding it and they're selling it, which they really shouldn't. But what I've been doing using in my clinic and what I've been teaching doctors, we also sent products to doctors all around the country because I developed my own formulation of a concoction of cells, which gives it more comprehensiveness as far as potentials to produce beneficial effect. And those cells are never expanded. So whatever we carefully tease out from the tissue and cryopreserve, so gradually lower the temperature to freeze the cells, those are what we thaw out to give patients. So there's never an expansion process.
So can you also go into the donor stem cells and say, I only want the best of the best? So you
absolutely you nice kind of screen donors very heavily. Yeah. So so only mothers under the age of 30 and all US based, continental US, and they have to actually electively do C sections. They have to choose to do C section because we want to preserve the sterility of the field, right, of tissue collection. So when a mother is about to go into labor, they're asked if they want to save the cord for their babies. If they say no, then they're asked if they want to donate. So if they say yes to donation, then they're asked to fill out a very extensive questionnaire where they're asked about their own personal health history, their family history, their travel history, work history, toxic exposures, and their sexual history, prenatal history. So everything that you can think of that may affect the quality of the cord, those questions are asked. So we only take somebody with pristine answers. And also we do not accept any mothers who have been vaccinated with the COVID vaccine. There's just too many things unknown. And that is a risk I'm unwilling to take for my patients or anyone that ever get in, you know, ever use our products. So that's, you can screen a lot of things. We actually do screening above and beyond what's required by the American Association of Tissue Banks, which governs all tissue transplantation, including organ transplants, blood transfusions. So stem cell therapy, when you don't manipulate the cells, you fall into that category. You should be following the guidelines of the American Association of Tissue Banks. But we test more than what's required, including Lyme disease, Chagas, prion, and COVID. Yeah.
So you're kind of regulating and then also distributing those stem cells around the US to help other doctors as well?
I'm definitely distributing, the product that I developed. So it's my own formulation that combines cells from the cord blood, cord tissue, and amniotic membrane, because all these cells, even if people think, oh, mesenchymal stem cells, as if they're all the same, but mesenchymal stem cells from not only from fat is very different from bone marrow, but if you look at mesenchymal stem cells from the umbilical cord, if it's from the cord blood, it's different. Cord tissue, the word is jelly, that's different. Amniotic membrane is all different. So they all have different growth factor profiles and differentiation pathways. So I wanted to be inclusive because I want to harness all the potentials for different organ systems to repair.
Well, interesting. I swear I dive into stem cells so much and I always am learning something new. So quick question, if you're a mother, isn't there a thing where you eat the placenta
Oh my God, in China, I think I ate it once at some point. I don't know where my mom got it, but it is a thing.
You were kind of this for all mothers.
Probably understand, don't cook it. You're just going to destroy all the cells.
Okay, so
it's probably still some peptides and some that are still there. So that's why it's so nourishing. And the tradition has continued, but you're going to destroy the cells. Also, dead. Yeah, but the cells have the DNA, and that's where the blueprint is at. That's where the intelligence is emanating from. So if you cook the DNA, you know, that's it. The blueprint doesn't work anymore. But if you have the live cells and you put in the body, all of a sudden the cells can find their way to places that they're needed. Not only they can find their way, and they can start to, you know, I call them like a smart pharmacy. So the cells is like a self-sustaining pharmacy, and will find where you need help and then give you all the drugs, all the relevant healthy drugs that you need with no side effects. So yeah, that's...
I will just say, how long have you been doing stem cells yourself and your age? Because of course you look amazing. I'm like always shocked, you know, your age, and you are thriving. And I want to hear your secret.
Like every year you talk with me, I'm going to be 1 year older.
I think I'm looking younger and younger. I'm like,
I have heard that comment, because people don't see me for a while, for like 6 months, a year. They're like, oh, you're looking younger than before. Well, I hear that, but yeah, I'm 53. I'm trying to show people that this is a time that we have an opportunity to actually be almost like a frozen in your biological age, right? We can keep ourselves at an amazing youthful state for decades. You know, let's say your youth in the past, let's say it's 20 years. But now it's probably 40 years. We can easily do that with stem cells and all these other things. But stem cells, I think, is one of the most powerful tools, because it is so intelligent. It can do so many things. It's how we were made. We were borrowing the intelligence that made us. That's why it's incomparable.
Yeah, we're like the new form of life. As a baby, you have these baby stem cells and it starts producing organs. And so you're just taking that from the very beginning, those stem cells. So
those capabilities. Yes.
Yeah, it's really healing, regenerative. I'm curious, does it change your DNA at all? Is there anything where they're looking and it's saying, okay, now you have different DNA?
Yeah. So I actually did a video on YouTube talking about, what if, you know, I don't want other people's DNA in my body. So I've been doing IV stem cells on myself for 8 years, right? And I do IV infusions on myself every 3 months. Wow. So I have all these people. I think I have probably various DNA in my body, which is actually not that esoteric. So people think it's such a big deal. But what they found is that in women, 60% of women actually have Y chromosomes in their body, right? We're supposed to be XX. So if we have XY, we have male DNA in our body. So why do we have that? It turns out it's so common that they were trying to figure out why that's the case. Could it be that when you were in your mother's womb and there was a male sibling that no one knew about, and there was some kind of, you know, cell in exchange, and then that sibling died, so you didn't know. And then so they accounted for that. They accounted for women having miscarriages that they didn't know. Of course, you know, if you have male children, we know that male children, you know, mothers, that they have their baby's stem cells in their body and they stay, right? It's only 50% identical to you. And so they were trying to account for all these potential causes. And in the end, they said, whoops, we can't really account for 60%. You know, the number don't add up. So the only way we can explain it is through male-female sexual intercourse. So DNA exchange between humans is part of human life, is how we are. It's not something that is so scary. So what I was saying is that when we give stem cells, 95-98% of them will work and die. The few actually stay. Either they try to express themselves and express the different differences, and your body recognizes and doesn't like it and kill it off, or they end up adapting and live peacefully with you. Just like why all these women have, when they did biopsy, it's a Harvard study, they did biopsy of these women's brain and found out that all these women with male children have Y chromosomes throughout their body, including their brain. So in their breast tissue, in their brain tissue. And actually they found that the ones that have the Y chromosomes, they have less rate of dementia. So, I mean, It's part of life.
But these are questions that people just, you know, especially people who are not down the rabbit hole of stem cells, these are common questions that people have concerns, you know. And everyone out there is like, where do I go? What are the best stem cells? There's place overseas where they're expanding one donor-based umbilical cord, and they're expanding them for every patient. They just use one donor from one time, and they've been expanding them for all the patients. There's so many different ways.
I've heard, I think, was it Cellular Institute, Cellular Performance Institute? I think it was that one. I think it was, I did a little kind of a commentary on the person. His name's Josh. And he was saying how we can just have one cord and then we can supply our patients for 6 months. And I was thinking, oh no, you can't just keep growing the cells and expecting that it's just going to stay absolutely the same and have the same capabilities. That's just not how nature works. It is a stressful environment to be in this new medium that people are producing, saying, oh, here's a petri dish or here's a container, grow. You know, here I put you in a good temperature and give you, you know, whatever, you know, moisture level in the environment, then you're going to be fine. No, it's completely different from the human body. It's stressful. So I'm always leery of the problems. I was open. I was open. Okay, maybe it's okay. But the more I looked into it, the more I realized that they are, most of them are excessively expanding the cells. So producing too many generations, which allows to too much genetic changes and potentials for causing inflammatory reaction and expressing surface markers. And then, of course, the final proof is patients. I've had patients who received therapies overseas, and some got some results, you know, were fine, but they got better results with our cells. And I was giving them a fraction of what the overseas clinics are giving. And then there's a lot less side effects. So like one of our 9/11 responders, he practically is like his lung, severe lung condition. It now CT scan is almost clear. So he did 3 sessions with us. It's almost undetectable pathology. You know, he went from severely decompensated to now sprinting and having a really full life. So it's really beautiful. But he went to Mexico upon Joe Rogan's podcast. So that's the Cellular Performance Institute. And because, you know, hey, Joe Rogan must be the best, right? So
fun. Yeah, because a lot of athletes, boxers, I think, go to that institute. So
yeah, so he, you know, he trusted it and he went over there. He said he did get improvement, but only after 2.5 months. But before the 2.5 months point, for 2 months, he had extreme fatigue. And not only him, but everybody he stayed in touch with who were at the clinic, about 20 patients, everybody had the same symptoms. So when he came to get our cells, of course, I was, again, giving him a fraction of what the overseas clinics, because I don't need to give that much. My small number, right? If I'm giving, let's say I give 10 million cells, is more powerful than 100 million that an overseas clinic is given. And there are studies showing that the more you give, but if expanded cells, then you actually decrease in your potency. Not only you're not having additional gain, you're actually losing potential therapeutic benefits. So it's not, you're actually shooting yourself in the foot. So when he came to our clinic, absolutely no fatigue. There's no side effect. Increasing energy. That's what you notice. He had this sharp increase in energy. And within 3 days, he was noticing his breathing was better. So instead of feeling sick for 2 months and feeling better 2.5 months later, he got responses right away. So that is a real world case of the differences between the therapies.
I think too that it also goes, a lot of stem cells go straight into the lungs. Is that something?
Well, initially, yes. Yeah. If you put in the veins pump everything back and will flow back into the heart. And the heart, the first thing it pump into is the lungs. And then the lungs, of course, oxygenate the blood and give it back to your heart. And then that gets pumped throughout your body. I always say, if you have lung pathology, a lot of cells is going to stay in the lungs because they are attracted to inflammation. So yeah, then they're going to be trapped, which we want. We want them to be trapped there so the lungs can repair, right? If the lung has pathology. But if you don't, research has shown that this is a problem with sometimes, you know, studies. Some people are, you know, that have an idea. Sounds amazing. Oh, trapped in the lungs, we need to be concerned. And that becomes a myth and keeps propagating, even though later research showed, you know, debunked it. Because later research showed that within 3 days, the signals in the lungs are undetectable. Why? Because they're distributed throughout the body. That's why they're undetectable. So, but if you inject into the muscles, the cells can actually live for about 100 days. That's what the research showed, that you can keep detecting the signals. So if the cells are indeed trapped there, you will see the lung lighting up with the cells, right? But no, you don't see the signals anymore because they're gone. So the whole myth about the travel, if you give to IV, everything's trapped in the lungs, is simply not true, because people are regenerating everywhere and they found the cells you give in the veins in all the tissues. So just let go of that myth.
You know, the people that are down the rabbit hole know this, so. But yeah. Most people don't. So
right,
do you-
right. And it sounds like, so, you know, it's like, oh yeah, trapped in the lungs, you know, it sounds like, you know, scientific, but it's simply just a erroneous conclusion. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you also inject in the muscle as well? So you're doing IVs and injections, because that can be very healing for an injury in a certain spot or like.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, for each patient, we evaluate what's needed. It could be just an IV treatment. It could be a combination of IV and local injections. We can inject into different joints, different, you know, tendons and muscles. We can inject into, you know, we do paraspinal muscle injections to help with the repair of the back. We can inject into the face for facial rejuvenation, you know, scalp for hair restoration. We can inject into penis, vagina to enhance sexual function. So there are a lot of things we can do. But in our clinic, we also use laser to guide the cells into particular areas, because we know lasers can activate certain adhesion molecules. So we can actually keep the cells stay in particular area. It's always combination. It's based on each person. Sometimes we may not need to do a local injection, even though there was a particular problem in the area, because the overall rejuvenation and anti-inflammatory effects can be so powerful that all these local areas are healed, especially for like autoimmune conditions. Let's say somebody has rheumatoid arthritis. I don't really need to inject into your hands because this is a systemic condition. Psoriasis, I don't really need to inject right at the skin lesion, although I can, but it's not necessary because these are systemic conditions. So we can really wake up your immune system, and then your immune system would do the rest of the work. But there are certain areas in the body that are not perfused as, sufficiently, like the larger joints in the body, or sometimes the brain. There's more issues with the blood-brain barrier, and we can talk about that later. But larger joints like the knees, hips, shoulders, the exchange between the blood and the local joint space is very slow. It can take a couple months for what I put in the blood to get into the joint space. So in those cases, I may want to put it right there. Then you have a large concentration of the cells and the signals.
It's really important for people to know that this is something they can do for autoimmune. Mm-hmm. Like autoimmune is on the rise, and I think stem cells are more known. People know about it more for injuries, but this also be really beneficial, you know, helping your immune system, helping your body heal and help your cells be more efficient instead of not knowing what to do and start attacking your own cells, which is, I just learned on another, I was listening to another podcast that is the number one drug now is for autoimmune disease.
Last time I looked, there are about 122 autoimmune conditions, and I laugh because it's just a label. It's really a manifestation of the same thing. Your body toxic, your gut is compromised, and your body starts to attack itself. Everybody has their own weaker organs and weaker defenses in a particular area, then it manifests into that in that organ, and then you label it a new thing. It's really the same thing that keeps popping up, you know, in different body parts. So just treat the cause, which is the immune dysregulation. Of course, it'd be great if you can detox and do all that. So the integrated approach is really important, and we do that in our clinic as well. But one of the places that stem cell therapy shines is autoimmune conditions, because it's highly anti-inflammatory and it shifts the immune system and literally speaks to your immune organs, your spleen, your peripheral lymphoid system, really getting that communication going, telling them what's going on. I don't know how the cells do it, but the cells talk to them. And then these organs, they wake up and they send the right army out to actually fix the problem. So this is why, for example, one of my patients who had rheumatoid arthritis, and she in the middle of infusion, and this is not uncommon for rheumatoid arthritis, people are noticing effect like in the middle of the treatment. Like, she could not make a fist for a couple months. And this is a surgical technician who was about to just lose her job. So she, in the middle of IV infusions, she made a fist and she started crying. And I was crying with her because it was so beautiful, right? So she, you know, she's gaining function right in the middle of an infusion. Of course, she did really well. She didn't have to work.
For granted, you know, people, once they lose their mobility of something, they can't walk, they have pain while walking, they can't move their, you know, wrist, hands, or due to Parkinson's or arthritis, you know, we take so much for granted. And then when it's gone, it's like, you'll do anything, you know, and a lot
exactly.
Stems from, you know, your body is under attack. It's like, please, like, these are all like autoimmune, all these things are signs. Please do something, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So I talk about the different stages of healing with stem cell therapy. So for that patient, something happened really fast. I have other patients with autoimmune conditions and no one can pinpoint. So it just gets crazy. So some people will have all these organs, like all these problems, pain everywhere. So the rheumatologist is like, I can't give you a diagnosis. I can't pinpoint the organ. I don't know. You have some kind of autoimmune condition. So that's a lot of times that's the diagnosis, right? There's something autoimmune going on. So it's so funny. So one of my patients was actually my nurse. She was one of these cases, just raging pain all over the body. She would be in the OR, standing there and drenched in sweat because of the pain. So that's how bad it went. So I gave her stem cell treatment. And by the time she got off the examination table, she said, oh, my pain is 50% gone. And then she went back home and slept. The next morning, she said, my pain is 90% gone. So that's the anti-inflammatory effect that can happen very fast. But so that usually can happen within minutes to days. And then there's the there's a tissue rebuilding stage that's going to take days to months, right? You different tissue rebuild at different rate. Nervous system notoriously takes a long time to rebuild. Maybe it may take 9 to 12 months for people to notice the difference because of the speed. And so the rebuilding stage can take, you know, from days to months. And then the last one is the genetic modification or genetic enhancement part, which is really exciting because the cells will secrete these exosomes, and the exosomes will contain these microRNA. And these little pieces of RNA, actually, their function is to get into the cell nucleus and start repairing the DNA. So they actually do something with the DNA to repair it to the point where the cells are going to be well for a very, very long time. It could be for the rest of your life, or it could last for years. So that's the different stages. So when people are looking at stem cells, they need to remember that there are all these ways that the cells is helping you. So the benefit can be a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. And do you also stack exosomes? Are you just doing stem
cells? I do. Yeah. Okay. Depending on the case, you can always benefit from more, you know, if you up to certain point.
So, you know, doing it every 3 months. Some people think this is like a once in a lifetime procedure.
I know, I know.
I have
plenty of patients who do it regularly for anti-aging purposes, which is very exciting. So it ranges from, you know, somebody who wants to do it every 6 weeks. So he's doing every 6 to 8 weeks. And then there are people who do it every 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, or even every year. I say the older you are, the shorter the interval should be of doing stem cells. Analogy that I heard from Zilbury is really funny. Is basically life is kind of like a roll of toilet paper. The more you use, the faster it goes. So you want to catch it, right? So because it's faster, you want to catch it sooner. So, the times that I use exosomes, because exosomes are secretion products from the stem cells. So they are just simply the signals. The messengers, the stem cells are sending out to the body. So the more messengers, it would be even better. But sometimes you may not need it. Like if you leave stem cells alone, I think is how many days, I can't remember, it will produce 80 billion exosomes. I don't want to misspoke. But within a short amount of time, it's going to produce billions and billions of exosomes. So if you just let the cells do its work, it will produce the exosomes necessary to repair. But you can also give it a huge amount of exosome, give the body a huge amount, so the body can start working right away, right? So, but when you let the cells produce their own, it's going to be more targeted. First of all, it's going to travel to the areas that's needed. And then it's going to secrete what is relevant that your particular tissue requires. So it's going to be a more smarter exosome production, right? Instead of the ones that you just collect from the either amniotic fluid or from the stem cell proliferation, and then they can kind of spill out these exosomes and you collect that and give it to people. So those are a little bit more blind. They're still incredibly helpful, and we have lots of evidence that they're very powerful, but they're a little bit less specific. So you can give that to the body, and you can promote a lot of regeneration, like a lot of anti-inflammatory actions. I use those in cases where people, I know they have a lot of inflammation in the body. I want a quick and rapid and powerful anti-inflammatory effect. And then I use them for people with brain conditions, because the blood-brain barrier is something to consider. We do give people mannitol pre-infusion at our clinic to open up the blood-brain barrier more. There's a lot of research supporting it. Yeah, it's just a sugar molecule that's commonly used in the emergency rooms when people get traumatic brain injury, the brain swells. Of course, that can cause a lot of damage. You can give the mannitol, and that will shrink. Basically, the gap junction cells will shrink along the gap junction, opening up the gap between them, allowing fluid to escape, then you have less brain damage. So we are using it the reverse way. We're opening up the gap. We're allowing more cells to enter. So there's, definitely research already showing that does work. Wow. So we can do that. But if we give exosomes, they cross blood-brain barrier, no problem, that they're just nanoparticles. So there's not going to be an issue. So in those cases, I also add exosomes.
People that are coming to you, have you seen anyone improve with their cognitive function, Alzheimer's, any of these kind of, degenerative brain disorders?
Yeah, we do have, because these are considered some of the hardest conditions to treat. They are very difficult. That's exactly the reason I did not go into neurology, because I love the brain, but I was like, this is a very depressing field. You can diagnose all day long, but you have no treatment. So that was a problem. We got so good at knowing different brain parts, what's doing what, or where things went wrong. We can pinpoint exactly where things got wrong, but that was the end of the story, right? It's not helpful. It's depressing. So, but now with stem cells, I have people coming to me, people with, traumatic brain injury, with Alzheimer's, with Parkinson's, MS, ALS. So all these people are coming in to seek hope. And we have seen very good benefit. I wouldn't say that we're reversing a condition completely, but we can make some significant improvements and really slow down the disease process. So absolutely, we've have some just wonderful stories of people severely decompensated, and within a short amount of time after treatment, that they're able to have better cognition, even better control of bowel and bladder movements, and better motor skills. I think these are all faster anti-inflammatory actions. These are not a tissue rebuilding yet because things happen so fast, but they're calming the inflammation. It's like you have an inflammation highway in your brain, right? You have this incredible machine, but it's all jammed because of inflammation. Things are swollen since the cells are not communicating with each other. All of a sudden, you're calming all that inflammation down. The roads now are appearing, and now the signals can actually travel. So that's why the people are noticing drastic results because of the anti-inflammation.
Yeah, and I think stem cells are such a huge help in, promoting the healing process, but also there's other aspects of health that you have to focus on as well. And of course, preventing anything is the best, So start young, start taking care of your health because you don't want to get some type of disease and have to try to reverse it. It's a lot more difficult.
It's so true that people say you don't realize how valuable your health is until you've lost it, right? And people take things for granted. And that's not wise, right? That's not smart. The smart way is to safeguard what good function you already have. And hopefully optimize it so you function even at a higher level. The whole field of anti-aging medicine stemmed from trying to optimize elite athletes. These people are nothing wrong, but a group of doctors got together and they want to do better. They want to have an edge. So the doctors are like, well, we weren't educated on how to do this, but we can figure it out. So that's kind of how the field started. Then they're trying to help these elite athletes to be even better.
And neurons for cognitive function. But I think that's one of the best things too. I've noticed the difference is that, since maybe even like as a teenager, 20s, I was not really able to have to think straight I felt like I had brain fog, exhaustion all the time. Mm-hmm. And the best part is when you get healthier and healthier, your brain works so much better. It's prioritized. Mm-hmm. It can work more.
There's fluff floating above your head, which is how psychiatrists are treating the brain. And I was a psychiatrist, so I know how they're like, oh, let's just check thyroid, TSH. TSH is almost meaningless. Like, it's not very helpful at all. It has to give you a sliver of what's going on, of an idea of what's going on in your thyroid gland. So, but that's all we check. Oh, that level's normal. So let's start the drugs. So that's how they were approaching it. And that's really the idea is that, oh, we're just connected by this tiny little thyroid gland. And if that gland is okay, then your brain is functioning independently from your body. I mean, that's just so silly, but that's how we were trained on.
And you can see this, for you, your brain is on fire. You can tell, you have that energy, and that is really the source of happiness is having that energy to do the things you love. And of course, having the body, but you need to have both. You need to have the energy and you need to have the body to do all the things you love, And I think that's the best part is that all this regenerative medicine and your health is giving you happiness, and excitement for life.
Exactly. And I think people really need to look at priorities because I have a very proactive patient and he was saying, I'm telling all my friends, all my successful entrepreneurial friends, and they're putting all their money in stock market and all this. And he said, what could be a better investment than putting it back into your body so you're functioning better and happier and right? So that's a much better investment. So you're just throwing money into the stock market. Okay. You make a bunch of money.
I know. People are trying to save and, and make all this money, but then their health is declining. And I'm like, that I'd rather put it all towards health. You can live longer. You can be a better entrepreneur. You can be better at everything in your relationships when you have your health, So it's
exactly
right. I've learned my lesson. I want everyone else to know that health is the best investment. And be preventative, do anything you can now, And I feel disease is it's becoming more and more common in younger people. And so it's really scary out there when I'm just like, you see disease pop up younger and younger, and even kids now. And so we got to get the word out there to be preventative and help.
Yeah. And people are interested in understanding the anti-aging benefits of stem cells and how powerful it is. Just go on YouTube and watch my video. I have a video called Stem Cell Therapy as an Anti-Aging Tool. Yeah. Just put anti-aging Joy Kong. It will pop right up. But
for you, it's a lecture. Dr. Joy Kong, or I know it's also Chara Health is your...
That's my clinic. Yeah. Yeah. People can find to, you know, look at everything I'm doing at joykongmd.com or drjoykong.com. Yeah, those are work. But the anti-aging benefits, what's exciting is that it's not just we're saying, oh, it's anti-aging. Is it going to help you? We're actually looking at studies that showed, well, it's hard to study lifespan in humans,
right?
Because we live so long. So by the time we get the results, the researchers, you know, would probably be dead. And so we want to look at other animals who have shorter lifespan, like rats or mice, who live for about 20 months. What happens is that if you start giving these animals regular IV infusions of cells from the younger animal or even human stem cells, their lifespan is extended by 30%. And not only they have a longer life, they have a longer healthy life and looking younger, moving, you know, fast and well, and then thinking sharp, you know, when they run them in mazes. So, and then the more conclusive evidence, so it's not just the observation, beyond observation, when they actually dissected the animal's brain and muscles, they were looking at toxic buildup, growth factor profiles, senescent markers, everything, or neurotransmitter levels. Everything was restored to the younger state, the level of the younger state. So physiologically, cellularly, everything was back to the younger state. So you true rejuvenation, right? You not just look younger, all your cells are in a younger state.
Yeah. And also, I mean, you're kind of like the living example of being young using stem cells. I also, right. Before we go, I just want, you know, everyone who's watching this, your skin is glowing. You also have Chara Omni Skincare.
Right. Right.
I just want to mention that a little bit. I have some here. I use it. I put it around my eyes. I love it. A lot of skincare. I'm sensitive. It's clean. Doesn't make me break out. It's really amazing. If you can just kind of say a little bit about your skincare, because your skin is glowing.
Oh,
your cells are thriving, and also I'm
outside. Well, I do realize the skin is something that you have to give a little bit TLC, right? Because we've all seen people. I've seen my mom, because if she's in the sun, where she of course had a lot of sun exposure. If you look at her body, where it's not exposed to the sun, it looked really smooth, and but then the ones that I exposed, you know, it's all freckled and more wrinkled, and it just aged more. So I realized, okay. So because your skin, if it's exposed to more toxic kind of exposures, you know, not just the sunlight, probably pollution and all that, then it needs a little extra care. And we all want to use a clean product. The problem was that I had trouble finding really good natural products, because I did not want all these petroleum derivatives to be put on my skin, because we've heard, you know, just being in the field, in the anti-aging field, having seen all the evidence, you know, been to all these lectures, knowing what these chemicals can do, I was just not willing to chance it, to put that on my body, which is going to be absorbed right into my blood. So I wanted to produce something. Well, I wanted to find something. I didn't really want to produce anything. I just wanted to be a doctor. But then I couldn't find anything really great, because some are natural when it's actually all natural. You know, just, you know, not even talk about the ones that pretend to be natural. They say it's natural. And then when you flip over the bottle, despite the high price, the bottle still give you all these synthetic ingredients. So that's out of the window. And then when I went to Natural Expo to actually try to get some truly 100% natural products, they disintegrate, you know, like within a month or two. You know, they all separate into different layers. And I was not going to put that on my face. And it's like, you know, this is not even a stable product. So how can I have something that's really great? And then, of course, I realized I have access to stem cells and peptides. And I know that there are stem cell creams out there, but it's limited. They still have some synthetic ingredients in there, even for a stem cell cream, that like solution. Like some laboratories will produce a stem cell, maybe a serum, but it's still not all natural. And it doesn't have all the things I want to put in because I have ideas. I want to use all these peptides I've learned about. I want to use all these herbs. Every herb is a treasure trove of hundreds of incredible molecules, right? So if I can put different herbs together, all of a sudden, this is a very enriched product. So I put everything I like in there. This probably, I'm more herbal extracts than probably any other products out there. So I went a little crazy because I love them. They're so amazing. I put them all together and I got stem cells. Stem cells are not alive, but their beneficial ingredients are present, you know, including exosomes, et cetera. So they're there. And then I have all these peptides and then some antioxidants and prebiotics to nourish the skin flora. So even the preservatives are natural. So I wanted to make sure I truly produce a 100% natural product. And because it is so deeply penetrating, because we have formulation to make it penetrate deeper into the skin, and because it is so potent and also gentle, you can use it basically as all in one. You don't need a separate serum because serum is already in the cream. You don't need a toner, right? You don't need to drive anything into the skin because it's fully absorbed very, very well, right in, deeper into your skin. And you don't need an eye cream because the cream is an eye cream. It is a full face eye cream. Yeah. And then you don't need day cream and night cream. No, you don't need that complicated regimen. It just, it's such a marketing, to me, it's a marketing, you know, it's great for those companies selling the product, but it's not necessary. So for the last 5 years, because I developed it about 5 years ago, and ever since then, that's the only thing I'm willing to put on my face. Yeah, I remember freaking out one time I forgot to pack it when I was traveling because I just don't trust all these other products. Even, you know, ones that I've seen in biohacking conferences, supposed to be really great, and they gave me samples. I'm afraid to put it on my face because I see all those synthetic ingredients. Yeah, so Chara Omni is the only thing that I put on my face. Yeah.
Gentle. It doesn't, even eye creams, a lot of eye creams, like I'm sensitive, especially around my eyes. It's very, I mean, for anyone who's sensitive just with their skin, this is like my go-to. And it's very gentle, really like it hydrates as well.
Yeah, it's nourished. So you feel like very nourished, right?
Yeah.
You put it on in the morning, nourishes you all day, and you put it at night. All night, it just, you feel the difference. So your skin is very supple. And yeah, so we have estheticians who love it, or doctors who carry cream in their office. And I remember one doctor said, I have all these expensive European cream. I'm just going to sell them off and then I only carry yours because yours is the best. So it's really nice. Nice to hear.
Yeah, I love it. I think I have a code, Biohacker Blondie or something, and you can get a percentage off. I'm not sure, but it's charaomni.com, right? So people can go and check it out.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I mean, we can probably talk for hours about stem cells, but they can just go to your YouTube and find so much information. I love how you're providing so much information for people to know more about stem cells, because it's a very confusing space out there. So, and a lot of people say, be to the wrong clinic and spend all this money and not get results. So it's important.
Right.
Go to the right person who knows, you know, what they're doing, all the right stacks to make it even work better, which is so important. Mm-hmm. So everyone can go find you on your website, and that's
DrJoyKong.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I have my clinic in Los Angeles, of course. Mm-hmm. And we're, it's just really wonderful to actually do this firsthand, right? Seeing the results. Like, we just had one patient, I think it was the day before, that was a kid, actually it was yesterday. It was a kid, a teenager, that we got him off the liver transplant list. So, and we were able to, 2 treatments. His liver was improving so much that he's off the transplant list. And so they came in and they brought, you know, goodies and to celebrate. And it's just, yeah, so things like that. It's really, really beautiful.
That's so cool. I know. It's like, that's why I love this field so much, because you're changing people's lives. It's like,
absolutely.
You know, I think it's just fills my heart knowing that you're giving someone their health back. And that's the best thing that you can give. It's so cool. So, and yes. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. Really appreciate it. I hope everyone loves this podcast. And thanks again.
Thank you so much, Jenny. It was a great chat with you.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. A huge thank you to Dr. Joy Kong for sharing her expertise on stem cells and providing valuable insights into regenerative medicine and anti-aging. If you're inspired to explore the incredible potential of stem cells, be sure to visit Dr. Kong's website at joykongmd.com and check out her YouTube channel for more in-depth information and resources. If you'd like to try out her skincare line, which promotes stem cell use, visit chara-health.com. Link is in the show notes. And you can use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE for a special discount. If you enjoy this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to take their health to the next level. As always, thank you for being part of the Biohacker Blondie community. Stay healthy, stay curious, and keep biohacking your way to a better life.